The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Hey, it's that time of year. Our Determined Patriotism Conference right around the corner, June 9th and 10th in Branson, Missouri. I've got the flyer here in my hot little hands, and we have coming to this event. They're all my friends. They're all coming and giving up their time, their talent, and their treasure to teach us, to educate, motivate, and inspire us, especially in light of the Durham report. How do we combat a mobilized, weaponized Department of Justice and FBI and Administrator Biden and his commu-socialist, formerly known as Democrat, party? How do we combat all of that and reclaim our republic? We're going to talk about all of that and much more at this conference. We have my friends, General Michael Flynn, Mike Lindell, Devin Nunez, Mel Kay, Tom Renz, Ann Vandersteel, the Flyover Conservatives, Father Jim Altman. We've got young up-and-coming podcaster Alex Stone, John DeLemme, Christy Hutcherson, Dr. Jane Ruby will be there. Go to DeterminedPatriotismConference.com. DeterminedPatriotismConference.com. Get tickets and information. Look, I keep these events small and intimate. You're going to love it. You'll get to meet, greet, and talk with all of the speakers. You'll get to ask them questions as part of a panel discussion. There's a meet and greet on both Friday and Saturday nights. On Friday night, when you go to the website, DeterminedPatriotismConference.com, don't overlook the optional Friday night show package. We're going to go to a Branson show and have a little bit of fun. We're still allowed to do that, even though in the time of commu-socialism, formerly known as the Democrat Party, tyranny in America, we're still allowed, by the way, to go out and have a little fun. And we will. In Branson, Missouri, June 9th and 10th, go to DeterminedPatriotismConference.com. Only 400 total tickets, and last count, as I look, 200 tickets remain. 200 tickets, ladies and gentlemen. Get them. It's going to be a great, great time. You've never seen anything like this. Fun, small, intimate, meaningful, motivational, inspirational. God bless you, ladies and gentlemen, for the Republic. Cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to The Right Side with Doug Billings. Hope you're doing well out there in the Republic, coming to you from smack dab in the middle of it here today, in the middle of the fruited plain. Ladies and gentlemen, in the wake of the Durham report, a lot to look at, a lot to yet unpack. And believe it or not, I think what's happened is the public is now aware that there was a huge fraud cast upon us by members of the commu-socialist, formerly known as Democrat, party in the United States of America. The radical left have not only, I think, inoculated President Trump against their ridiculousness, they've put themselves between a rock and a hard place. What are they going to do? Are they going to continue with the false witch hunts, the false accusations? The American people are awake to it. And among the American people awakening to this are the independents and all of those out there who have any shred of intellectual capital now coming to the side of the president. The polls show it. We know it. There's a sense out there. The media is not going to tell you. The mainstream media, all of the negative radical left members of the social media class, they're not going to tell you. They're not going to give you any glimpse of any of this. But it is true. President Trump's new high brought to you by the low of the commu-socialist, formerly known as Democrat, party. Their lows equal new highs for us, the movement of God, conservatism, and President Trump. Believe it, ladies and gentlemen. All of that and more on this edition of The Right Side. That's right. The Right Side with Doug Billings is now upon you. Are you ready? Let's go.
Hey, everybody. My name is General Mike Flynn, and I'm here to do a big shout out for my great friend and one of the best in the business, Mr. Doug Billings. Right Side with Doug Billings. Right Side with Doug Billings. Doug is the future of the airwaves when it comes to independent broadcasters and podcasters. He is the new Rush Limbaugh. He's exactly what America needs right now, looking for honesty, looking for wisdom, looking for truth, looking for patriotism. Listen to Doug Billings at Right Side with Doug Billings. God bless you and God bless America and thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are winning. We're winning, winning, winning. Welcome to The Right Side with Doug Billings. Are you ready?
We are not liberal snowflakes who melt away in the face of tragedy, adversity, and challenge. We are a covenant nation under God, and His divine providence is not dead and it's not gone. It is living within each and every one of you. And you will bring it to life in such a way that the world has never seen before. We never back down. We never give up. We march forward.
Go!
Hi, everybody. Welcome to The Right Side with Doug Billings. Have a great time and a great show aligned for you today, as always. And I hope that you had a good weekend. We are in the aftermath and the wake of the Durham report. I still have a few lingering questions and thoughts that have evolved and percolated through me over the weekend. And now that we have, obviously, the Durham report revealing a lot of corruption within the FBI and the Department of Justice, it goes without saying that the world will find it difficult, and especially the United States, find it difficult to ever trust the Department of Justice and the FBI. Again, all of the alphabet organizations now are under scrutiny, surrounded by a great deal of skepticism. For those of you in the audience, I understand you've always had a certain degree of skepticism and cynicism, and you wanted to exercise some scrutiny with regards to these organizations. You, after all, are the members of the most intellectually mature audience of all of podcast land, precisely because you listen to this program. I understand you have always known that these alphabet organizations needed some cleansing, if you will. But I'm on record as saying that this new administration that President Trump will form once he's elected, ladies and gentlemen, never fear, press forward, get involved, and that will all happen. The next Trump administration needs to take a look at all of this. And I think that what he has said in speeches invoking General Michael Flynn's name to come forward and be ready to serve, I think that's important, because I think that Michael Flynn, General Flynn, is the person to head all of this up when it comes to cleansing and detoxifying these organizations. And I think that he's going to, and he should, consider shutting some of them down. Excuse me. Thanks to the Durham report, ladies and gentlemen, we now know widespread corruption, widespread and political collusion and deliberate deception from the very top of the Obama administration and the Clinton campaign, along with the mainstream media. Of course, they are their allies in all of this, the Department of Justice, including the FBI, all in favor of this commu-socialist, formerly known as the Democrat Party. They are absolutely in bed with each other. They support one another. This commu-socialist movement, the blending of communism and socialism together, has taken root. Obama was the first one to really come out and say it all with this fundamentally transforming America nonsense. Clinton, of course, blew it out. Now Biden is apt. They're all completely in the tank with this and in trying to inflict as much chaos and damage to the country as they can. Evidence, I suggest, of the obvious is there and readily available. 3 years ago, we started this program, and 3 years ago, I told you that it was intellectually immature for anyone to doubt all of this, that the radical left was setting out to purposefully destroy Trump and the Republic by virtue of what they were saying. These false allegations, Adam Schiff lying from the House floor, speaking to the American public about verifiable truth of Russia collusion against President Trump, and then lying under oath, Schiff did, when he was in congressional hearings. Schiff must be impeached. And look, Republican members of the House have got to begin to stop making eloquent speeches, Josh Hawley, and get involved and start doing something. Now, I know Hawley's in the Senate, but I want action over there as well. Jim Jordan, Kevin McCarthy, where is your impeachment pen and power? Use it. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I understand that the commu-socialist, formerly known as Democrat Party, has control of the Senate, and they would not see this impeachment through. They would vindicate and expunge it and do away with it. But the House can still impeach, and they should. We need to see action, more and more speedy action. I mean, it's been several months since the midterm and Speaker McCarthy took over. We need action, and we need to see these guys. Why is it that the Republican Party seems to be so wussified these days? A bunch of wussies that don't do anything. Now, there's a handful that do. Jim Jordan, I tip my hat to him. We have got to begin to take action. Not only did these organizations, the FBI, the Department of Justice, etc., not only did they abuse their power and lie to us repeatedly, these guys are so now completely out of the closet that they almost seem proud about what they've done to this republic and what they've done to President Trump. Social media platforms filled with the left brag about this all of the time. They just don't seem to see anything wrong with what they've done. They're so convinced and they're so seduced by the evil that surrounds that party that they believe they're doing us a favor by what they did, not only to the Republic, but to President Trump. To think that people on that side of the aisle think that it's okay. And these are just a few of the policies, the platforms, and the politics that these people believe in. And we look at this coalition of immorality that they've become. We look at their platform. To think that anybody would think it's okay to mutilate children's genitalia or to preach about it and talk about it from churches or schools and everywhere else in between, to think that that's okay is crazy. It's beyond crazy. It's immoral. It's evil. To think that it's okay to kill a baby, not only while it's in its mother's womb, but while it's being born from his or her mother's womb. It's medieval, barbaric. And those are just a couple of the things that are on their policy. Eliminating God from society, number one on their platform. Oh, they'll say it. They believe in God, and they'll say it all publicly and say the right things. But their manifesto and their policy is to remove God. That's why they drabble on about this mythical, totally taken out of context quote from Thomas Jefferson about separation of church and state. The founders did not intend us to be separate from our faith. They wanted this country, this republic, to be founded on Christian, Judeo, principles and traditions. They wanted prayer in school. They wanted curriculums that taught the Bible, philosophy, theology, the arts, mathematics, arithmetic, civics, much different than history, etc., etc., etc. But every one of the new radical commu-socialist, formerly known as Democrat, party platform agenda items and policies are surrounded by and marinating in evil. Border security, they think that they'll say that we increase human dignity. We give more human dignity to human beings when we open the borders. The exact opposite is true. It fundamentally begins with the destruction of the American Republic and turning away from the divine providence of God, getting rid of God, claiming falsely that history said we should not be bound by our faith. We should be separate from church. Church and state should be separate. False, never true, taken out of context. Why they don't allow the Ten Commandments on public in public buildings, in government buildings. It's all evidence of the obvious is sufficient. I know that you understand this. They want to turn away not only from the divine providence of God, but from the founding fathers themselves, ladies and gentlemen, and we will not let that happen. Not at all. Not on our watch. All right, ladies and gentlemen, the Determined Patriotism Conference is upon us June 9th and 10th. Still about 100 tickets left. Get over to DeterminedPatriotismConference.com. DeterminedPatriotismConference.com. Join us over there. Michael Flynn, General Flynn, my friend, Devin Nunez, Mike Lindell, Ann Vandersteel, Mel Kay, the Flyover Conservatives, Dr. Jane Ruby, Christy Hutcherson, John DeLimmy, Alex Stone, and more. Join us. DeterminedPatriotismConference.com. We'll see you there. I'll be right back right after this.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Hey, it's that time of year. Our Determined Patriotism Conference right around the corner, June 9th and 10th in Branson, Missouri. I've got the flyer here in my hot little hands, and we have coming to this event. They're all my friends. They're all coming and giving up their time, their talent, and their treasure to teach us, to educate, motivate, and inspire us, especially in light of the Durham report. How do we combat a mobilized, weaponized Department of Justice and FBI and Administrator Biden and his commu-socialist, formerly known as Democrat, party? How do we combat all of that and reclaim our republic? We're going to talk about all of that and much more at this conference. We have my friends, General Michael Flynn, Mike Lindell, Devin Nunez, Mel Kay, Tom Renz, Ann Vandersteel, the Flyover Conservatives, Father Jim Altman. We've got young up-and-coming podcaster Alex Stone, John DeLimmy, Christy Hutcherson, Dr. Jane Ruby will be there. Go to DeterminedPatriotismConference.com. DeterminedPatriotismConference.com. Get tickets and information. Look, I keep these events small and intimate. You're going to love it. You'll get to meet, greet, and talk with all of the speakers. You'll get to ask them questions as part of a panel discussion. There's a meet and greet on both Friday and Saturday nights. On Friday night, when you go to the website, DeterminedPatriotismConference.com, don't overlook the optional Friday night show package. We're going to go to a Branson show and have a little bit of fun. We're still allowed to do that, even though in the time of communist socialism, formerly known as the Democrat Party, tyranny in America, we're still allowed, by the way, to go out and have a little fun. And we will. In Branson, Missouri, June 9th and 10th, go to DeterminedPatriotismConference.com. Only 400 total tickets, and last count, as I look, 200 tickets remain. 200 tickets, ladies and gentlemen. Get them. It's going to be a great, great time. You've never seen anything like this. Fun, small, intimate, meaningful, motivational, inspirational. God bless you, ladies and gentlemen, for the Republic. Cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to The Right Side with Doug Billings, where I'm dispensing to you wonder, joy, and meaning, answering the call of God in my life. And you are, too. You're dispensing wonder, joy, and meaning in your life and to me, especially when you go to DougBillings.us and support us over there. Please, ladies and gentlemen, you see my son and I, Michael, on the road. I have another son, Grant, who's 29, off and doing his own thing. He doesn't join us often on the tour, but Michael and I are out there, and we appreciate your support. So if you go to DougBillings.us to support us, everything that we offer you on the show is free, ladies and gentlemen. All of the content that you can watch, free of charge. We just simply ask, if you like it, consider a donation and a voluntary subscription over at DougBillings.us. Click on the support tab over there. That's how we make a living these days, trying to engage in saving the Republic. A lot different than my days in corporate America. So I've got to make sure that we provide the content that you like. Check us out over on Truth Social as well. And we've got a small presence over on Twitter. We have to use the devil to do God's work sometimes. And Rumble, of course. DougBillings.us is the primary place that we would like you to visit. So divine providence and God, the Democrats, the formerly known Democrat Party, currently known as the Commune Socialist Party, want to eliminate all of the residual effects of the divine providence of God, the founding fathers. They want to get rid of it. And with all of these things that I mentioned in the previous section, all of these things that are part of their politics, their policies, and their platform, all of those things that are now added to this laundry list of what we consider, what used to be considered crazy conspiracy theories. If we were to dare engage with you in conversations about the Commune Socialist, formerly known as Democrat Party, engaging in this, you know, covert coup, really, the coup of an American presidential campaign, we were called all sorts of names: crazy, conspiratorial, kooky, whatever. Well, now that this has all been vindicated, we're actually vindicated, that we've been proven true, we are going to see that there is basically, I think at least, there's going to be a certain inoculation for President Trump. I think all of this will now bolster him, especially among his base, obviously. I think it's going to increase the independent voter tendency to want to vote for President Trump. The more this fakery is cast upon President Trump, the more false accusations that he faces, the more nonsense, I think that it, again, inoculates him from what could be catastrophic results if it were any other person. I think that it will strengthen him. I think that it's due to the Durham report pointing out what we've always known to be true. And any future prosecution, by virtue of what the left may throw at him, will be greeted by mistrust. It'll be greeted by skepticism, because we all know now, we all see it, that the federal government is weaponized against President Trump. And even people who hadn't really paid attention to all of this during the last 3 years are now going, wait a minute, again, they're going after him again. And more than that, what we're realizing is that this whole thing is weaponized against me and you. The federal government is going to go to great lengths to silence, for example, whistleblowers within the FBI or any of the other alphabet organizations who come forward to tell the truth. They've already begun to do it. Persecuted and silenced to the point of harassment, threats, and so forth. So even if some prosecutor somehow, some way, manages to get a jury to convict, and I think that the only way they would do that is to get a partisan jury, obviously, the citizenry of this republic, with regards to President Trump, will understand and see that as another political witch hunt that's based on partisan politics. Trump is right. They're trying to get to him so that they can get to us. And with every prosecution, with every accusation thrown against him, President Trump becomes stronger. And this is the conundrum that the radical left finds themselves in today. They're trapped between their abject hatred of President Trump, coupled with their fear of what he could do if he was back in the White House, by the way. Because remember, their goal is to prevent him from ever being able to run for office again. That's the only reason these accusations, these indictments are being brought forth. And you know this. And nothing like it in American politics has ever been seen before like this. But then again, the radical left has never been this militant and viciously immoral without any kind of moral compass in our history. The radical left is divided by all of that and by the conundrum of realizing that if they do, in fact, go ahead with all of that, there's going to be the strengthening of President Trump, not weakening him. And so if Republicans have any sense at all about this and about themselves, if there's any self-awareness at all within the Republican ranks, they need to clip the wings of the FBI and the Department of Justice because they have gone rogue, my friends. They have gone rogue. Think of what they've done to President Trump. Yes, he's a political target. That comes with the territory for running for political office. I get it. But the egregiousness of what the radical left has done to him should indicate how easy it would be for them to go after you and me. Because if they can do it to an ex-president, they can clearly do it to us much easier. Every one of the Republicans in elected office, in both the House and in the Senate, should be coming together with the results of the Durham report in hand and begin to hold people accountable. And by people, I mean James Coney, Peter Strzok, Lisa Page, Brennan, Clapper, Christopher Wray, all of them. And the Republicans had better fear what comes next if they don't do this. You know, people ask me all the time, how do I tell if someone's a rhino, Doug? We have a rhino problem. People that are pretending to be Republicans, but once they're in office, they really don't act like Republicans. In fact, they act like a commie socialist, formerly known as Democrat. Well, here's a situation that presents itself to us as a perfect litmus test to determine who exactly is a Republican in name only. So here it is. Any Republican who does not get on board immediately, beginning in the House of Representatives, to do more than merely talk about the Durham report, but to take credible and specific action against the radical left players who have been exposed in the Durham report, not only sought out, I remind you, they didn't only seek to affect a presidential campaign, but who, in fact, perpetrated a coup against the sitting president and the American people. The Justice Department will not police itself. We need the House of Representatives to regain the reins of power that it has and begin to exploit that power with extreme prejudice and use it against the people that would cause harm, treason, and treachery against our republic. The Justice Department doesn't police itself, ladies and gentlemen. They don't even discipline themselves. All right, more about this when I get back, ladies and gentlemen. Again, asking you to head over to DougBillings.us, support the program over there, DougBillings.us. All of the content that we give you, my friends, the show is free. I'm asking you, please, this is how we make a living over here. My son and I, Michael, on the road talking with you good people. You're going to see the speech that we gave at Doral today in the program. We're going to try to get that on for you. But please go to DougBillings.us, won't you? And support us with a voluntary subscription, a voluntary donation over there. We appreciate it very much. And I'll be right back right after this break as you travel with me along the right side. I'll be back. Cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
I want to tell you about the good people over at EMP Shield, electromagnetic pulse, ladies and gentlemen. It can fry your home electrical system or your vehicle's electrical system. But if you attach one of these, now this is for your breaker box at home. There's a smaller version that goes on your battery of your car, your vehicle, that will prevent it from being fried in the event of an electromagnetic pulse. Because as you know, thanks to Administrator Biden, many people coming across the border now who don't exactly have the best of intentions. Protect yourself. EMPShield.com. Get huge discounts over there if you use the promo code Doug.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the set of my show, The Right Side. I'm Doug Billings, talking about the right side of health. Becoming the best version of yourselves, ladies and gentlemen, is important. You see this device over here? It's a little water, hydrogen water, ladies and gentlemen, hydrogen-infused water. The health benefits of this are incredible and well-documented. I want you to go to holyhydrogen.com. Look this machine up. Use the promo code Doug to get $100 off. They have a payment plan. They have a top tier one customer service center. You're going to want to take advantage of this and learn all about it. It takes care of the swelling in your gut. It clears up mind fog. Listen, cancer, glaucoma, the results of the jab, all of these things have been documented to show increased benefits by virtue of infused water with hydrogen. Holyhydrogen.com, ladies and gentlemen, promo code Doug. Believe it for the Republic. Cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to The Right Side with Doug Billings. We meet in determined prayer and determined patriotism over here. Hey, just a reminder, the Determined Patriotism Conference is upon us in June 9th and 10th in Branson, Missouri. General Michael Flynn, Devin Nunez, Mike Lindell, Mel Kay, Ann Vandersteel, the Flyover Conservatives, John DeLemme, Alex Stone. We have Kelly Stevens going to be there with us. We have Christy Hutcherson, Dr. Jane Ruby. There's going to be a lot of fun and a lot of things to learn there in Branson, Missouri. That's what the purpose of it is, to give us tools and specific mechanisms and ways to go back home and enter into our local levels and make differences for the better to reclaim our republic. We will have education, inspiration. Tom Renz will also be there. Forgot to mention him. He will have a special session on how to reclaim America through lawfare and through your local state, House, and Senate races. We will see all of you there, I hope. Branson, Missouri. Go to DeterminedPatriotismConference.com. DeterminedPatriotismConference.com. Get your tickets. Very affordable. Hotel for the weekend, dinner. We have a Friday night show we're going to go see in Branson, Missouri. Make sure you take note of that on the website, DeterminedPatriotismConference.com. June 9th and 10th, Branson, Missouri. So the Justice Department is not going to police itself. They're not going to discipline themselves. And that's why this committee, there is a new committee, the Select Committee on the Weaponization of the Federal Government. Now, it's a committee. They're looking into all of this. But they're not, in my opinion, Congress. I'll just look at Speaker McCarthy's side of Congress, of things for a moment. They're not acting like a co-equal branch of the government. They have excellent, readily available, and really powerful means, really, to go after these guys within law, within the Constitution, to go after the criminals who are mentioned and exposed in the Durham report. It includes all of the members of the FBI who you already know about. It includes Hillary Clinton and her campaign. And it's going to be absolutely, I think, essential for Congress to regain its position and its reputation as both a co-equal branch of government and a trusted source for the people. Republicans seem so wimpy in their approach to all of this. Where is their fire? Where is their motivation? The other side, if the roles were reversed, would be absolutely going scorched earth on all of us. But on our side, we have people like Josh Hawley, who says a lot of good things, but I don't, and I certainly don't have anything against Josh Hawley. Senator Hawley, I know that you and your staff watch the program occasionally. Hope to see you in Branson, Missouri, June 9th and 10th. It's in your state, and we're going to talk about Missouri and the Union and the Republic and how to save it. I hope you show up, Josh Hawley. Go to DeterminedPatriotismConference.com. But he's all talk a lot of the time, with all due respect, Senator Hawley. He's very articulate in the Senate. All these hearings in the committees that he's on, and he says and does and posts great things on social media, but there's no action. There's no accountability. And in the House, it's the same thing. We see a lot. There's some talk. McCarthy gives a little talk. Jim Jordan takes some action. I want more than articulated and rehearsed canned questioning at committee hearings and on social media. What about impeachment? I understand that the radical left commu-socialist, formerly known as Democrat Party, controls the Senate and would reject the impeachment. But so what? Let's start impeaching, beginning with Administrator Biden, then moving on to Adam Schiff, then Christopher Wray. To think that Adam Schiff has not engaged in treasonous, nefarious affairs, high crimes and misdemeanors with regards to lying under oath and derailing the integrity of not only the Congress, but who has personally attempted to change the course of American presidential elections is absolute kookville if you don't think that's true. Of course he's defiled himself and the high office that he holds. He should be removed. Impeach for the love of all that's good. An impeachment of Senate-confirmed bureaucrats. I think that we have to look at those as well. Kevin McCarthy needs to unite the House of Representatives to implement the most powerful tool they have in the House, the power of the purse, the money. Don't fund government until the changes are made that we need. All of the pressure now, Administrator Biden and his commu-socialist, formerly known as Democrat Party, blaming McCarthy and the Republicans for not coming to the table to negotiate. They wouldn't negotiate in good faith if their lives depended on it on the left. Don't fund the government so long as the Department of Justice is weaponized. Weaponized not only against Trump, but against the citizenry of this republic. McCarthy also needs to look at expanding the role of independent offices of inspectors general to help course correct and hold accountable the Justice Department so that they can no longer reside in their lofty perch above the law. It's absolutely baffling to me why they have not done this, why the Republicans have not engaged in the impeachment process yet. I mean, did you notice how they struggled a few years ago to get the support to impeach the IRS commissioner, John Kosnikin, in 2015? It should have been easy. And the American people look at this current state of play with the Durham report now in the public realm, and they're wondering, well, who's going to hold these people accountable? Where is the justice? Now, I know American justice isn't designed, purposefully so, to be swift necessarily. I know that we have to take time to examine the facts, go through the process, and so forth. I understand that, and we do all need to have patience. The Constitution provides for us what is called the Advise and Consent Clause, which gives the Senate a co-equal voice to confirm or to remove. Yet they don't use this constitutionally granted power. And Congress is no better. Perhaps even worse. I would say probably so. They don't use their subpoena power. At least we haven't seen it used, I don't think, very much since Kevin McCarthy's taken over. There are so many spineless Republicans who rely specifically on the Department of Justice to enforce congressional subpoenas that they forget and don't use their own power to do so. But now that we clearly know that the Department of Justice is corrupt and has a litmus test, they do, to determine which subpoenas they're going to enforce and which ones they're not, The American people should demand, and they do deserve, a better solution. The corrupt Department of Justice won't prosecute Hunter Biden, ladies and gentlemen, not with his father occupying the White House. When we look at the radical left commu-socialist, formerly known as Democrat Party, they are lickety-split and thoroughly united in setting world records for getting and enforcing subpoenas that are in their favor. They will go forward in record time. But when the Republicans submit subpoenas to the Department of Justice, it takes time to engage their own political agendas, and they snuff them out. Now, this is part of the game. It's part of the politics. It's part of hardball. I get it. We vote, you know, elections have consequences. If we don't control the White House, we can't control the Department of Justice. I get all of that. But we do control Congress. And it's time for Congress, led by Speaker Kevin McCarthy, to play hardball with the purse strings, with the money. They should demand funding for any agency and documents that revolve around whistleblowers. These need to be funded. They need to be researched. They need to be investigated. And these whistleblowers need to be protected. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm up against another break. Remember, DougBillings.us. Please head over there. The content of the show is always free. DougBillings.us. Please voluntarily subscribe to us over there. Offer a donation, whatever you can afford. We appreciate it. DougBillings.us. That's how we make a living. It's how we continue to bring you the content of the show. We'll be right back after this short break. Cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Do you love coffee? Well, you're not alone. Over 150 million Americans drink more than 400 million cups of coffee each day. But does your coffee love you as much as you love it? According to the University of Santa Maria in Brazil, the average coffee today contains up to 117 pesticides and over 30 mycotoxins. And long-term pesticide and toxin exposure has been linked to many health issues such as Parkinson's, asthma, depression, anxiety, ADD, ADHD, cancer, and more. So perhaps the problem is in your cup of coffee. But don't worry, Java Boost Coffee is here to help. With triple lab tested organic coffee, coconut cream, ginger, turmeric, and the newly discovered muscadine grape with over 100 antioxidants, and better still, no pesticides, mycotoxins, there's no roasting, brewing, grinding, measuring, or even sweetening. Java Boost Coffee reduces hunger and cravings, stabilizes blood sugar, and promotes mental energy and clarity. Just add a scoop of Java Boost to hot or cold water, and you're ready to enjoy the delicious cup of gourmet, healthy coffee for less than $2. How much are you paying for your unhealthy 117 pesticide and mycotoxin coffee? Look, we all love to drink coffee. Let's drink coffee that loves us back. Let's drink Java Boost coffee. Simply go to cuppahealth.com today. That's cuppahealth.com. Be sure to use the promo code Doug and save 20%. You can even order a single sample of Java Boost coffee for just a dollar and try it before you buy it. Just go to cuppahealth and use the promo code D-O-U-G and save 20% today.
I want to tell you about the good people over at EMP Shield, electromagnetic pulse, ladies and gentlemen. It can fry your home electrical system or your vehicle's electrical system. But if you attach one of these, now this is for your breaker box at home. There's a smaller version that goes on your battery of your car, your vehicle, that will prevent it from being fried in the event of an electromagnetic pulse. Because as you know, thanks to Administrator Biden, many people coming across the border now who don't exactly have the best of intentions. Protect yourself. EMPShield.com. Get huge discounts over there if you use the promo code Doug.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to The Right Side with Doug Billings, where we are fulfilling the meaning of life by entering into each other's lives to make differences for the better. And we are, in fact, doing it. So whistleblowers need to be protected. The Congress needs to take action, and you need to go to DougBillings.us and help support us over there so that we can continue this program. DougBillings.us. Ladies and gentlemen, and Kevin McCarthy and the Republican Party don't do anything that we mentioned just in the previous block. They don't seem to issue their full God-given constitutionally granted powers to impeach, to look at inspectors general, to go after the people that are involved in the revelation of what we see now in the Durham report. They don't seem to do it. The Office of Inspector General that I mentioned in the previous section, they can review almost anybody in government, and they need to be empowered on our side to do that. They have the ability to subpoena documents, to interview witnesses, expose wrongdoing, and bring it to light, bring many of these things to light in America that we see happening. But one thing they don't have the ability to do is to make prosecutorial decisions. And I think they probably should be granted that ability. Long before the Durham report became available to us, there were two inspector general reports on the Russia collusion hoax that totaled over 1,000 pages. The pages included discipline and criminal referrals that the Department of Justice completely ignored. When these people commit crimes, there's very little, if any, consequence. One of the Durham report characters is Kevin Kleinsmith, who is an ex-FBI attorney. An attorney, ladies and gentlemen, who pleaded guilty to making false statements after altering a document in the Crossfire Hurricane investigation. And what did they get? What did he get as a consequence for this? Probation and community service. Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Kleinsmith, an attorney for the FBI, forged documents that changed the course of an American presidential election, and he didn't even lose his ability to practice law or his license to practice law. So we are left in America with an increasing and growing distrust of some of the most important institutions that we have. Or are they important? They're not constitutionally guaranteed. The FBI has no founding or guarantee to exist within our founding documents. Neither does the CIA. Neither does the Department of Justice overall. Neither does, for that matter, the Center for Disease Control, the Education Department. None of it. I think that in President Trump's next term, we ought to have a deep dive cleansing and a detoxification of all of these organizations and come up with a plan to either terminate them or set them right. And we need to see action in the courts. We need to see it quick, fast, and steady. I think that we will be better off if we look at what the Congress can actually do. And we need to urge the Congress to act on all of this, to stop with this nonsense of this lackadaisical wussification. Great speech, Josh Hawley, great speech, but now where's the action behind it? Come on, Jim Jordan, let's use the power of the Congress to impeach. Marjorie Taylor Greene's doing it. She's putting forth against Christopher Wray and some others, and I think that's great. We should be doing this. If nothing else, it leads to a thorough investigation about these people, and it further puts more documentation on the record about the corruption that exists on and behind the scenes of those departments. Adam Schiff, he's got to go. We live in a woke society about pronouns and transgender movement. Where are the male body parts of the members of the House? Come on, let's grow up here and get this job done. Let's investigate to the full extent of the law and let's see where it leads. Show us. If they would just do it, the American people, and I think that the independents want to see it, and I think that it is about time that we take drastic action. Drastic action. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I am out of time, believe it or not. Thank you very much indeed for watching us. We appreciate you again. DougBillings.us, DougBillings.us, ladies and gentlemen. Head over there and support us. We appreciate you very much. Until next time, believe it, ladies and gentlemen, you are on the right side for the Republic. Cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Do you love coffee? Well, you're not alone. Over 150 million Americans drink more than 400 million cups of coffee each day. But does your coffee love you as much as you love it? According to the University of Santa Maria in Brazil, the average coffee today contains up to 117 pesticides and over 30 mycotoxins. And long-term pesticide and toxin exposure has been linked to many health issues such as Parkinson's, asthma, depression, anxiety, ADD, ADHD, cancer, and more. So perhaps the problem is in your cup of coffee. But don't worry, Java Boost Coffee is here to help. With triple lab tested organic coffee, coconut cream, ginger, turmeric, and the newly discovered muscadine grape with over 100 antioxidants, and better still, no pesticides, mycotoxins, there's no roasting, brewing, grinding, measuring, or even sweetening. Java Boost Coffee reduces hunger and cravings, stabilizes blood sugar, and promotes mental energy and clarity. Just add a scoop of Java Boost to hot or cold water, and you're ready to enjoy the delicious cup of gourmet, healthy coffee for less than $2. How much are you paying for your unhealthy 117 pesticide and mycotoxin coffee? Look, we all love to drink coffee. Let's drink coffee that loves us back. Let's drink Java Boost Coffee. Simply go to cuppahealth.com today. That's cuppahealth.com. Be sure to use the promo code Doug and save 20%. You can even order a single sample of Java Boost Coffee for just $1 and try it before you buy it. Just go to cuppahealth and use the promo code DOUG and save 20% today.
Right Side with Doug Billings.